It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 22nd.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is inimitable, spelled I-N-I-M-I-T-A-B-L-E. Inimitable is an adjective that means not capable of being imitated, matchless. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Review of Books by Laurie Moore. Both writers were inimitable, even as they were widely imitated. Barthelme's particular brilliance was so original, so sui generis, despite its tutelage at the feet of pages by Joyce, Beckett, and Stein, that even his own brothers Frederick and Stephen, also fiction writers of intelligence and style, wrote more like Carver. Something that is inimitable is literally not able to be imitated. In actual usage, the word describes things so uniquely extraordinary as to not be copied or equaled, which is why you often hear it used to praise outstanding talents or performances. The antonym imitable describes things that are common or ordinary and could easily be replicated or surpassed. Inimitable derives via Middle English from the Latin word inimitabilis. Be careful not to confuse it with inimical or inimicable, two adjectives meaning hostile or harmful. Those words derive from the same Latin root that gave English the word enemy, inimicus. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.